Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Some good stuff from Stephen Ellis. Our conversation that we had with him is available for you on demand at WGR550.com. Thanks again to Stephen for joining us from the Daily Faceoff. He's got a ton of good stuff on the draft and prospects and everything like that. Again, our thanks as well to Rob Ray for joining us earlier in the show in the 10:30 hour. Yesterday, we had Amy Lezikowski from the 11-Day Power Play, and then we also had Mike Morial from NHL.com. Brayton Wilson here with you. Paul Hamilton also tagging along on this Friday on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. By the way, the show is brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. Still feel free to give us a thought with your thoughts on what exactly the Sabres should do this offseason, whether it pertains to trading Jason Robertson, which Paul and I have talked about in plenty of detail today. Bowen Byram, what exactly the Sabres should do with him. 803-0550 or 1-888-550-2550 are the numbers. Paul, looking at the Twitter poll that I put up, where are you on Jason Robertson as a potential trade target for the Sabres? 58% of people are saying, heck yeah, they should definitely go get him. 25% are about there saying, that's fine, no problem. Only 5%, which is good to see such a low amount of people saying pass. I think it's a no-brainer for the Sabres.
Yeah, I'd be interested to hear why folks would want to pass on a good hockey player like that.
But. The only thing I can think of is because he's got the frame that he does, but he doesn't play super physical. That's it.
Yeah, that is a big thing around here. For some reason, there are a lot of fans around here that don't think they add up the goals at the end of the game. They add up the hits, and whoever has the most hits wins. But, now that you said that, I can see that.
803-0551, 888-552-550. All right, Paul, we got a couple segments left here in the final part of the show. I do want to go over some of the off-season people that are of interest, or, you know, mostly with the Sabres. It's just on our website, WGR550.com, you can find in the middle of the page the Sabres off-season draft and trade and everything tracker that you need for the off-season. Throughout the year, we will update this with moves with free agents, move with trades and buyouts and everything like that. Paul, let's run down the unrestricted free agents and just kind of who you believe maybe back. There were more unrestricted free agents, but they re-signed guys like Jacob Bryson. They re-signed Jason Zucker. They re-signed Jordan Greenway during the season last year. So the list is a little shorter, but let's run through them. Just some names that I'll throw out there. Obviously, the big NHL name that's left here as an unrestricted free agent is James Reimer, who essentially became the number one goaltender for the Sabres at the end of the year. Do you foresee the Sabres bringing him back in any capacity?
Yeah, I could see that. I have more questions after the last series that Devin Levi played than I did before. But he went up against the number one team in the regular season, who actually then got swept by Charlotte, or swept, I should say, by Charlotte. And it didn't go real well. He didn't play poor games every game, but, you know, he did not play well on that series at all, nowhere near as well as he did against Syracuse. So, you know, I have questions, and I had questions before. I remember at locker cleanout day, I asked Kevin Adams and Lindy Ruff, would you be comfortable coming into the season with two young goaltenders? Yes. Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen did it not this past year, but the year before for 35 games. He had some of the best numbers in the National Hockey League. But last year, it was some good, some bad, some like he was that year, some not even close. I would say it was a regression year. So, there are question marks with both. I mean, can Devin Levi's basically good season in the AHL translate to the NHL? And can Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen, with a summer with his private goaltending coach in Finland, get it back to what he had before? As a GM, I would not trust that. It could go very, very well. Both goaltenders could come in and be lights out and be excellent, in which case you're probably going to make the playoffs. You get great goaltending, you're going to be in the playoffs. Or they both could not. They both might not be good at all, and then you're not going to make the playoffs, and I would not be willing to take that chance. Now, you look at the free agent goaltenders, it's not a real great group,
no,
to be quite honest with you.
It never really is.
I don't think, James Reimer did very well as their number one goalie down the stretch, but that was down the stretch. That wasn't the whole season. At his age, I don't think he's ready to be a number one goalie throughout the year. Or willing to, he might be willing to be here. You can still send Levi to Rochester, and he's only had a year and a half experience down there. I don't know if he'd be up for that or, what he would have to say about that. And he doesn't have a choice, actually, but he might be fairly cranky about it. And he might ask to go somewhere else if, he might feel that he's already done his time in Rochester. And you could try Luukkonen again and see if he has rediscovered it. If not, then you've got Reimer. But then I don't think Reimer, at his age, is somebody you're going to want as your number one goaltender throughout the year when you have basically have to make the playoffs.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I don't think necessarily that it is a smart idea at this stage of James Reimer's career to rely on him to be the number one guy. I mean, yeah, he played relatively well towards the end of the season, but you look at the production that he put up earlier. I mean, I can't even remember the number of consecutive losses he had before he finally started to find his stride towards the end. But you just can't expect a guy that's 37 and I think going to be 38, if not already 38, to carry the load for this team. Sure, they did it with Craig Anderson a few years ago. Anything is possible, but I would not rely on that with a guy like James Reimer at this point. But I'll put it with this way with Devin Levi. I still have faith that he can develop into being a number one goaltender, whether it be with the Sabres or whether it be someone else. I'm not entirely sure. Everything is there for him to be able to succeed. It's just, yeah, that last series against Laval, you would have liked to have seen maybe him perform a little better. I love the way that he's super fluid in net. He moves around real well. He's very methodical about his process and the way he thinks the game. It's just all putting it together for him. And whether or not that's going to be at the NHL level this year or it has to be in the AHL level next year, I don't know. I think it all depends on how he comes into training camp, how he works, and how he performs. That'll dictate a lot. But yeah, if they come into the offseason and they go out and they re-sign James Reimer or they bring in another one of these free agent goaltenders, I think that might be very indicative in terms of what exactly the plan is going forward.
His resume says he should be a good goaltender in the NHL. I mean, he is arguably the best goaltender that has ever played college hockey.
Mm-hmm.
He is an all-star in the American Hockey League. He's been down there for a year and a half. If you take his numbers in the playoffs for the last 2 years, they're excellent. Even with that last series, it didn't go well.
Yep.
And that's what you're after. You know, what, you know, when it's on the line, how does he play? It's just the one bad series. And it wasn't – there wouldn't have been a Game 5 if he didn't play well in Game 4.
Yeah.
I mean, he played extremely well in Game 4 and helped Rochester, if I'm going by memory, I believe it was a 5-1 win, if I'm not mistaken. They won going away and
yeah.
looked great. And said, boy, if Rochester plays like that, they're going to win the series.
Mm-hmm.
But then Game 5 rolled around, and he wasn't good at all. But his resume would say he's going to be a good goal.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Goaltender in the NHL.
Yeah, and I would tend to agree. Some of the notable names out there, Paul, in free agency this upcoming offseason that should be available as an unrestricted free agent if the Sabres are interested. Ville Husso last played with the Ducks. He's available. Jake Allen, obviously, is a name that's super high on the list, probably, although he's 34 years old, so he's a little up there in age. Everybody
a little
else
younger
after
than
that,
Reimer, but yeah, it's
sure.
basically the same guy.
Sure, yeah, exactly. Other names out there are Vitek Vanacek, Alexander Georgiev, Anton Forsberg, Daniel Vladar, Ilya Samsonov, and David Rittich. Those are some of the other notable names that may be of interest.
Well, they could grab Samsonov. I think I said to you yesterday, had Murray not traded for Leonard, that was his pick.
That was the pick, right.
You know, everybody says, well, White was the guy because that's who Ottawa took with the number one pick Buffalo sent. Well, that's not who the Sabres were taking. They were if they had the pick, they were taking Samsonov.
All right, Paul, we'll run through some of the other notable names that are set to be unrestricted free agents, and these are all relatively minor league players. Mason Yopst, Brett Murray, Cale Clegg, Jack Rathbone, and Felix Sandstrom. Do you see any of those players returning and being part of Rochester again as part of the leadership group sort of there?
Well, you need good veterans down there to help your youngsters. Clegg, I think, fits that role. He certainly isn't a NHL type of a player, but I think is good for down there. Jake Rathbone, again, you know, he was fine, you know, for what he was down there. But we're Brett Murray, he needs a league between the AHL and the NHL. He's just not fast enough to play in the
right.
NHL.
I would agree.
He plays very well in the AHL, but they keep giving it a shot. It was 2 years in between, but, you know, they did it again this year, and he just is not big or fast enough to play in the NHL. But if you want to help him with your AHL team, fine. I mean, Yopst was their captain, but
right.
quite honestly, I thought he did not play anywhere near as well. I don't know if the captaincy weighed him down. I mean, he earned an NHL contract last year as his first one, and with the way he played in the AHL for a couple of years with Rochester, he was one of their best players. But that's certainly, I mean, I was watching some of that Laval series, and he had some key giveaways that cost them some goals, and just it wasn't his year. So it'll be interesting to see what they do with him, as I said, as their captain.
couple of names that I'll throw at you, Paul, with the restricted free agents and just what you're maybe looking to see with a potential contract extension. The names that are interesting, of course, are Ryan McLeod, Jack Quinn, and I'll throw Jacob Bernard Docker in there as well.
Jack Quinn's easy. Here's your qualifying offer. Take care. Let me know when you want to sign it. That's the negotiation I have with Jack Quinn. Nothing more. He needs a prove it year. And I would do nothing more than his qualifying offer, and that would be that. If you want to hold out, hold out. I don't care what you do. That's a detriment to your career.
Mm-hmm.
Sign your qualifying offer. Let's see what you do next year type of a thing. Bernard Docker was fine. I didn't dislike him out there, but again, I'm not going to go too much further than his qualifying offer. I'm not, you know, maybe a 2-year deal if you really feel strongly about it, but you know, not that. McLeod's interesting because he would make you think to try to do something that has been done here and hasn't worked real great. And that's, you know, after a career year, let's sign a long-term deal. The Sabres did a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked for Tage Thompson, and I think it's worked with Dahlin. It was a disaster for Cousins. It was a disaster for Samuelson. You know, just to name a few. I don't know if I want to say it's a disaster for Lukanen, because quite honestly, I don't think Lukanen's contract is all that much. People say, well, the contract. What do you mean the contract? It's like 4.75 for a goalie for 5 years. I don't have any problem with that at all. I think that's low for a goaltender. But with McLeod, I mean, here's a guy that had by far, I mean, his career high for goals was 12. He had 20. His career high for assists was 18. He had 33. And his career high for points was 30. And he had 53. But he's only done it once. You know, he has played 4 full seasons in the NHL, and he's only done it once. So how do you reward that?
Mm-hmm.
Are you looking to give the 25-year-old, who will be 26 when the season starts, a 7 or 8 year deal, you know, on 1 year? I don't know. Done that before. Personally, I don't think last year was a mirage. I think Ryan McLeod is perfectly capable of doing it again. I love the speed that he brings. I think he's perfect to be your number 3 center with the things he does. You know, he can play in both ends of the rink for you. So I don't think it was, but I think you're taking a huge chance after 1 good year. Do you take it and make it maybe a 2 or 3 year deal and then do it again after that?
All right, Paul, I got one more move that I want to talk about with you. I think you know what's going on, but I'm going to break right now. Guys, easy. Calm down in there. Calm down. I know. I'm teasing. It's called a tease in this industry. Calm down. We'll come to that when we get back here on WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.